This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. What do we got? 2 weeks until Christmas. And Breezy and I, kind of behind the scenes here, we're talking about Christmas traditions.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a couple of them. I don't know. I think Christmas traditions always starts with the kids.
Yeah, well, or like with your family growing up and then you bring it to your new family. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you guys as a child did the, I don't know, what is it? The tickle my pickle thing in the Christmas tree. Then you take turns taking that
pickle. I don't think it's called tickle my pickle.
You put that, not. You take the pickle, you put it in the tree, and then the tradition carries on. That is something I've always wanted to do, was that tradition.
You've never
Nobody
done it?
Nobody in my family does it.
Oh, we did it every year.
So I got upset. So I started my own Christmas tradition. I do this every Christmas morning by myself. I wake up in the morning, I make these delicious pig in a blanket.
You do that for Christmas too? I thought that was a Thanksgiving thing.
You can do it for any holiday. You can.
He's like, this was my Thanksgiving tradition. And he's like, this is my Christmas tradition. I'm like, so you're just eating pigs in a blanket every morning. I love that for you. No, I love that for you.
They're delicious to eat all year round.
Plot twist, okay? He actually makes them every morning before work. It's not a tradition. It's just a morning routine.
No, it's a holiday tradition. They are absolutely delightful, you guys. Hit me up on my Instagram, Hi Moose. I will send you the recipe and how long to cook them for.
Crickets.
What does your family do during the holidays for Christmas?
So, I agree. I feel like a lot of these Christmas traditions start when you're young, or your parents have always had them in place when they were young, so they just continue. My family did do the pickle ornament. It wasn't as, like, I don't know, wasn't as big of a to-do as what I think it's supposed to be. So what you're supposed to do is there's like a pickle-shaped ornament that's hidden within the Christmas tree, and the finder receives an extra gift or good fortune or something along those lines. I never received an extra gift, but also I was getting way too many gifts to begin with, so it didn't matter. And we didn't like actively look for it. It was just chilling in the tree.
Oh, no. Okay. So I thought it was whoever finds it first gets to open the first gift.
Oh, I mean, maybe there's a couple different ways to do it. I mean, don't ask me. I didn't follow the tradition to par, but that was one of them. And then Christmas cards, I always hung all the Christmas cards on the front door. Always.
Yeah, my parents do that.
And I was in charge of that. It was one of my favorite things. I do feel like Christmas cards is a dying tradition, though.
Yeah, I haven't received one in the last 5 years.
I know.
From anybody.
If you guys want to, if people are just doing e-cards or what's going on, but
yeah, I think that's a lot of Christmas cards today. It's you just got to jump onto somebody's social media. But if you guys are up for sending Breezy and I one of your holiday family Christmas cards, we're at 70 Commercial Street.
Yeah, send them our way.
High Falls.
I think a newer one that I've been seeing a ton that I want to dabble in. I mean, it's too late. I'll do it next year. Is the advent calendars. A lot of people are doing the advent calendars.
Oh, I hate them so much. That's
you
the
hate
one,
them.
That's the one tradition I have no interest in partaking in is the Advent calendar.
Why?
No, thank you. It well, just I mean, rubs me the wrong way. What, I don't know what it is.
I think when I was growing up, I did a adjacent to an Advent calendar, which was the rip a ring off every night before bed countdown to Christmas, the paper chain countdown.
We made the paper chain countdown in school.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you guys, but December 1st as a kid, Christmas took forever to get here.
Yeah.
You're just counting down the days. It was like an eternity. Now, it's like, it comes so quick, and then blink of an eye, it's done.
Now I blink, and it's like, oh my God, it's the new year. Oh, now it's my birthday. Now it's Halloween. I think one of the ones that I don't think it's still around anymore, but this was like AI before AI was AI. So my family would go to this website, and you would put your name in, and you would put in like boy, girl, whatever, very basic info, where you live, and then it would spit out a letter back that you wrote Santa a letter, but it would spit a letter out back to you from Santa, and they were all just like kind of already pre-made, like all that stuff. But we would do it every single year.
That's a great tradition, though.
It really was. And we were at my grandparents, and my grandpa had Roadrunner. It was a whole thing.
How many parents today are using ChatGPT to write
right.
a letter from Santa to your kids?
So one year we did this, but my mom like intercepted it and wrote it for my dad. So we were like, Dad, like we put your name in, like, oh my God. And we ran out with the letter. And it basically was like all my mom's frustrations she's ever had. It was like, stop drinking beer and like be nicer to your family.
Yeah, yeah.
And like,
yeah.
It was just hilarious.
Oh yeah, right. I think I witnessed the Christmas magic dwindling when I was about 13 and I came downstairs on Christmas Eve and we had left a plate of cookies and some milk out for Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was down there putting the presents under the tree and he was just fed up because he didn't really take the cookie. He just took it and crumbled it up into his hands and spread it all over the fireplace and went upstairs.
Oh my God.
Like,
he was angry.
Yeah.
Santa gets there. He's like, wait, what?
He was
what
like,
happened?
He's like, ugh. Just like tired. You know what I mean? Like most parents. But the letter to Santa. The letter to Santa was one of my faves. And my buddy still does this with his son. Is you go out Christmas Eve and you sprinkle.
The reindeer dust.
The reindeer
dust. The reindeer dust. And then you leave carrots for the reindeer. Oh my gosh, the reindeer dust, yes, so they can find the house. You're basically like working at the airport sprinkling the reindeer dust.
So Lindsay says, pickle in the tree, you guys, buy a pickle ornament and the first one to find it opens the first gift.
Okay,
so that's how that goes. Okay,
yeah,
got it.
I wonder why the pickle, you know, where did the pickle come from? Because that just seems very random to me.
It's probably a Dutch tradition. German? I don't know. Anybody still
German,
do...
German, yeah. You're right.
Anybody still do caroling? I mean, because if you're going home to home, you better be careful. A lot of people are trigger happy today. You can't be knocking on people.
I just wanted to sing Joy to the World. You know what I mean?
Miles Smith on PXY Mornings. Investigators are saying this is one of the most bizarre 911 calls they ever received. Phone call came in to the Livingston Sheriff's Office. This was Monday night around 11:40 p.m. And the call came in from someone saying they were in the parking lot of the sheriff's office and wanted to turn in a body. That's casual. Deputies eventually identified that body. And basically what they found out was a father is dead and the son is in jail. Richard Flegel Jr., 30 years of age, was charged with murder and criminal use of a firearm and tampering with physical evidence in Geneseo after he turned in the body of his father to the Livingston County Sheriff's Office Monday night. That was the phone call. Yeah, I know you guys, you're looking for my dad. I have his body. Come outside and get it. He pleaded not guilty to all charges, but he returned the body with a bunch of, I don't know how to say, I want to be respectful when I talk about this, but yeah, the guy had a bunch of bullet holes in him. He was shot multiple times.
Wounds.
Wounds.
Yes.
His preliminary hearing scheduled for Monday, December 16th. That's going to be at noon. But the father, 60-year-old Richard Flegel Sr. of Irondequoit, guy went missing on Sunday afternoon. And then investigators say his body had gunshot wounds when it was turned in, and the son is charged with felony tampering with physical evidence. The family of the older Flegel, the family, of this gentleman filed a missing report. That was after he left his house around 2 p.m. on Sunday. He never came back. The next day, his car was found in the village of Dansville. Deputies couldn't find him. And so that's all we know about that right now. We're soon going to learn of any other charges after this guy, what's his name? Richard. He's going to be charged with a couple of other things. We don't know what those are just yet, but my Lord, I don't know what makes people tick.
I think it's very bizarre, just the whole coming forth with evidence of, hey, I have a body in my trunk, and that body happens to be my father. It's like, What happened there?
So
where did we go wrong?
As of now, there is a lot of unanswered questions that we will soon be finding out in the next coming days. All right, coming up on the show, you guys want to play a game?
Let's play a game.
Would you like to play a game?
To win Nelly and Ja Rule tickets for... what's the name of this? Where the Party at Tour. This is going to be at Darien Lake Amphitheater on Friday, August 1st, courtesy of Live Nation. 585-252-9800. We need caller 8 to play real or fake. Here's what's going to happen. Breezy and I were going to ask you to read, we're going to read you 8 Florida headlines that are all current in the last year. And you have to determine whether they're real or fake. If you can get 5 out of 8, you're going to the show. We do it next on PXY. Good luck.
98PXY is free and always will be.
585-252-9800. Looking for caller 8 right now to win a pair of tickets to go see Nelly and Ja Rule August 1st at Darien Lake. And all you got to do is play a little game called
Real or Fake.
Breezy and I are going to read you 8 Florida headlines that are all current in the last year. And you just have to determine whether they're real or fake.
If you can get some of them are current.
So, well, majority of them. All you got to do is get 5 out of 8. If that's the case, you're going to the show. I love Ja Rule. I didn't love him during Fyre Festival, but...
or lack thereof, we should say.
That's right. All right, let's go to the phones. They are blowing up right now. Hello, PXY, who's this?
Marcus!
Marcus!
What up, Marcus?
What are you...
I'm on 98.
PXY.
If you want to cry... come to PXY. Where are you, buddy? What are you doing?
I'm in East Rochester. Just took my wife to work. I'm ready to answer some questions.
Oh, well, good thing.
Heck yeah, you did, Marcus.
You're color 8, buddy.
Of course I am. That's Kobe Bryant's number.
That's Kobe Bryant's number. R.I.P.
Rip.
All right, buddy. Let's get right into it. Get your game face on. This is serious. Here we go. Let's play real or fake. All you got to do is tell us if it's real or fake. Breezy, why don't you ask him the first one? Here we go, Mark.
It's giving a Florida Man Challenge. Let's just say that as well. Ready? First headline, Marcus. Florida woman asked to leave a Red Lobster, was asked to leave a Red Lobster, so she responded by allegedly grabbing a live lobster straight out of the tank and bolting into oncoming traffic with it. Is that a real story or headline, or is it fake?
I'm going to say that is real. A lot of crazy people live in Florida.
That's true. They do. And you would be 100% correct.
Period,
that is real.
Marcus.
You got one on the board, buddy.
Queens. Yes.
Question number 2. Let's go to the next headline. A Florida man wears F the police shirt to court and wins the case. Real or fake?
Oh, that's fake, man. You're not doing that in Florida.
That actually happened.
That's insane. That's literally insane.
All right,
man. Crazy.
That's okay. Let's keep it going.
Next one for my man, Marcus. Florida man was arrested for trying to sell NASA's secret moon rocks on Craigslist.
False.
That is correct.
Okay, listen. You're going to have to start giving me some false questions.
No, I mean, Moose hit the wrong button, but yes, that was
no,
right.
You got that one right.
Yes.
Heard that. Moose, heard that.
All right, here we go.
I'm right, heard that.
Marcus, the next headline. A Florida man was arrested for attempting to barbecue pedophiles located at a motel.
Come on, that's false. You got to give me that false.
That happened.
I'm confused. He was... Wait.
He's what? Barbecuing pedophiles, what?
Yeah, he tried setting them on fire.
Okay, so the rest of my answers are all true.
Let's keep it going. Go ahead, Breeze.
A Florida man was arrested for smoking meth inside of an elementary school during his daughter's talent show. Real or fake?
That's real.
Was it real? No.
Marcus is like, wait, I don't know what's going on.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to hang up. We're going to try this again, okay? Let's go with Kobe Bryant 24 number this time.
Okay, let's do it. All right, here's the next one. Where are we at? Number six. Florida man is charged with a deadly assault of a weapon after throwing alligators through a Wendy's drive-thru window.
Come on.
True.
Yeah, that's
100%.
You know that happened in Florida.
Of course that happened in Florida.
There you go, buddy.
All right, you got three on the board. You got to get these next two right. All right. Florida man on meth was charged with assault with a deadly weapon. Oh, and Moose did double questions.
So sorry.
Super tough.
I was going to say two meth questions?
So that one's real, too. So you got both those right. And this is the final question. Golf cart driving Florida man tries to blow up neighbor's chickens with homemade whiskey bomb during dispute over BB gun. This is the most Florida headline probably we've ever heard ever.
That's true.
Okay. So I was just watching an episode of Fear Thy Neighbor. It sounds like one of those. So let's go with real.
The real would be...
Correct! Yes!
I love it. Marcus, who are you going to go see Nelly and Ja Rule with August 1st at Darien Lake?
There's only one person, and that's my wife. She loves Ja Rule.
Oh, good for you, man.
Wait, you have to call her because you just dropped her off at work, and she's going to be
Breezy, listen, I tried to text her while I was on the phone, but I couldn't because my send button was in the wrong location. I couldn't push it, or I would have hung up on you guys.
Oh, my. Fair enough, Marcus. I would have been absolutely pissed if you did, so. Okay, well.
Except for 10 Cup Social, I sold you a lot of food.
Oh,
I love this guy. Oh, yeah. Dude, we see you at Tin Cup all the time, Marcus. You're the man, dude. All right, listen, I got your tickets. Stay on hold. I'm going to grab all your info. What's the only station in the city, Marcus, hooking you up with Ja Rule and Nelly?
Come on, it's 98PXY. I appreciate
you. It's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.